you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We'll start by talking some soccer today on the Coach's Corner. Not too far off. In fact, a month from today, the USU Eastern soccer squads, both the men and the women, will open up the season with an exhibition contest at home against Treasure Valley. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have head coach Ammon Bennett, head coach of both of the programs. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. Thank you again for taking out the time to join us.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Definitely, Coach. I can't believe it's that time of the year already. And Coach, you and I were talking off the cuff. I can't believe we're going into the fourth year of the soccer program at USU Eastern. It's going by in a hurry.
Yeah, my wife asked me just that question the other day. She's like, can you believe we're coming up on 4 years of being here? And I actually had to kind of take a step back and thought to myself, you know what, I thought this was the third year, but it's actually the fourth season coming up. So, gone by fast. Kind of hard to believe.
Yep, pretty remarkable, Coach. We go into year two of Scenic West Athletic Conference soccer, right? It's only the second year we've had the conference, if I remember correctly.
Correct, with the soccer being in the league now.
Right. So going into a new year, I mean, all in all, before we dive into the logistics of each specific team, Coach, how do you feel going into year two of conference soccer?
Well, it's extremely competitive, and I knew it would be. You know, I'd spent so many years in the Midwest bringing kids from Utah out there and had a lot of success in Iowa with a large group of Utah and a few Idaho kids. I knew that when Salt Lake and Snow, in particular, were going to be adding, that they were going to be extremely competitive, and they were. In fact, there were probably, between all of the schools and all the games, I'll bet you there were 20 games that were one-goal games or double overtime games. Very, very competitive. So I fully expect that it'll be extremely competitive. I think the winner, whoever wins the league, is probably going to do very well on a national scene. So we look forward to that.
First practice is going to be August 7th for both the men and the women, Coach. So we'll start by talking about the men's program. How did the offseason go, and who are some of the guys that you're extremely excited to get on the field and into the classroom here at USU Eastern?
Well, recruiting went really well. We were able to identify what we feel like every position, what we needed. We have some very good returners coming back, which is always good on the mix. Very strong keeping, goalkeepers returning, a couple of inside players at the center position. But we were able to address everybody that left. For a particular couple of club teams, La Roca and Forza, were able to pick up several quality players from those groups, and so a couple players from out of state, very talented, skilled players. Luke Madsen, Connor Woodyett, Jojea Quizera, Micah Hammond, Tyler Malin, Matt Clark, Josh Ubico. So many players coming in new that really feel like, again, the quality of their background, their skill level, just takes us just a little bit higher than what we were last year. So all that with a good mix of returners leads us to be very excited about our men's side.
As far as comparing to what you guys had last year, some very competitive games throughout the entire conference season. I mean, Southern Nevada was a split. Salt Lake was a split. Colorado, you guys pretty much dominated each time you went up against Colorado out on the field. So when you talk about taking it to the next level, how close was this team in your mind last year, Coach, despite the fact that you guys floated around the 500 barrier? And if memory serves me right, last season you guys were 6-4, 6-5, somewhere around that mark. So how close was this team last year in comparison to where they're at this year?
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, we all of those teams, the first time we played Salt Lake Community College, a 0-0 double overtime tie. Then we have to turn around and play them the next day, and we lose 1-0, in double overtime on a couple of, interesting calls. It happens in a game. We thought a ball had gone in the goal. Referees don't count it. And sure enough, a minute later, that they take a shot that we don't think goes in, but it gets counted, and that's how we, you know, we lose. So, but we also have some, as it happens, and this is athletics, and it's not an excuse, it's a reality. Injuries are going to happen. We know it every year when we go into these. You just hope it's, you hope it's not the the worst position to hurt us. And the funny thing is you don't know what that position would be. And for us, we were a little thin at our left and right backs. And sure enough, that's where we got injured on both sides, and it left us a little bit exposed. You know, we didn't have great goal scoring, and so those things together hurt us. But, yeah, extremely competitive, very, very close. I think any team in the league, there were four teams that probably could have won it outright in the tournament, and fortunate for us, it wasn't us on that side. All of those teams, even though we were 6-4 in the league, I think we were 8-6 or 9-6 overall. There was easily five or six of those games that could have gone our way, and now you're 13-3 and having what on paper looks to be a really, really good year. Again, I think we tried to address those areas to make ourselves a little deeper, a little bit more competitive. So we'll see how it goes when we get going.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern soccer teams. Coach, we'll flip over to the women's side. Last year, they climbed as high as number 16 in the NJCAA national rankings. I know the national rankings don't necessarily mean a whole lot, but at the end of the day, I know now the goal is to win a conference championship. You've seemed to have great success on the girls' side of the field over the past 3 years.
Yeah, you know, we've been fortunate to be able to win some games, and that produces, you know, excitement, maybe some recognition on a national scene. The league, again, was extremely competitive. We started off, really, really solid, and we went through, like I said, we had an injury bug hit us. In a matter of about a week, we lost six starters to some serious injuries. One of the girls, Gabriella Sorensen, who I think was the best player in the league, and she ended up with second in points. That's a combination of assists and goals, and she missed the last nine games of the season. She had such a bad concussion. In fact, she won't ever play again. She could have come back to play had she been healthy. But we had her and Melanie Graves go down with a severe ankle injury. We had a broken collarbone, a broken leg, two or three sprained ankles that just killed us all at once. They were all attacking players. And, you know, when you have 35, 40 goals walk off the field, your offense tends to struggle. And that's what, in the end, I think hurt us. You know, again, lots of 1-0 games, tied games. It was in our hands to win it. We had an opportunity here at home if we would have beat them, we would have won the regular season and hosted, but we just didn't have the offense. End up with a good record, but a season that didn't quite reach our expectation. So, again, felt like we've addressed that with recruits, so we're excited to see what happens.
How easy has it been? Well, I don't want to use the word easy. How much more simple or simplistic has it been for you guys recruiting on the girls' side of the field with the success that you've encountered, Coach, over the last 3 years? Has that played a factor into it at all?
Maybe in some way. I mean, I'm able to show, I guess, this is 18, 19 years as far as being a college coach on the women's side. I don't win games. Athletes win games. I get to manage it. I've been fortunate on the women's side that none of my women's teams have ever had a losing season. So I guess in some ways, if you can show that on in a coaching history and a resume, you know, kids get excited about playing for what they feel like is going to be winning teams and attitudes. So yeah, it certainly helps. But you know, again, Salt Lake and Snow have fantastic coaches and great programs, and they had great records as well. Some of those will draw certain students because of area or the school name itself. So where we didn't really come across too many kids that we went back and forth trying to recruit them away this year, I'm sure that'll come along as the seasons go on. But again, a very competitive women's league as well.
You and I also had this conversation a little bit off of the air about how you actually handle both the men and the women's programs, because you're in such a unique situation, at least here in the local area, to where you handle not one but two programs, and you almost have like a rotating coach type basis deal when you talk about practices and even games at times.
Yeah, you know, just like the athletes, they have to stay physically sharp, you know, rested, you know, rest them right. You got to work them right. Same thing with the coaches. I know for myself, I'm the head coach for both. I have to keep myself sharp. That means for myself, you know, I go to bed. You know, even though I'm not a big sleeper, you know, if I get 5 hours of sleep a night, I feel pretty good, because I'm probably, my mind goes 1,000 miles an hour lots of times. But yeah, I rotate the coaches around. We try to rotate them around. That helps with the player relationship too. On any one day, I may train the men one day. And on that same day, my assistants would train the women. They're at both practices, but to rotate the voice around, I guess, to where I don't spend 4 straight hours every day trying to coach myself. I'll end up getting tired, and could cause me to maybe get a little bit sloppy with some of the things that we want to get across, so we try to avoid that.
We'll end with this, Coach. Well, the first practice is going to be on August 7th, the first opportunity for people here locally to get out and watch both the men and the women's program. It'll be on August 12th, which is not that far off. A month from today, you guys will take on Treasure Valley Community College in an exhibition at home.
Yeah, we're here a week. That first week for us, they'll go through... Monday through Thursday, they'll do kind of two-a-day type of stuff, you know, fitness stuff, and a lot of testing, a lot of evaluating, and then we'll go on Saturday to see what we can do in a setting that against another group other than themselves. So we look forward to that. We've seen Treasure Valley before on a couple different occasions. They typically are a pretty feisty group and have given us good games. So we look forward to seeing what we can do about a month from now.
Coach, it's close to being that time of the year again. I do appreciate you taking out the time to give us an update on the squad, and I know we'll be talking again real soon.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Again, Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squads. We'll break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. When we return, we'll move over to the national sports scene.